This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Why do I spend so much time and effort each week broadcasting the gospel message of Jesus Christ? No, it's not for money, but I will explain the real reason in the next few minutes. First, a brief word to my Heavenly Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That's why we have the website gospeltoafrica.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM and medium wave radio and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospeltoafrica.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. I promise you, I get no salary for producing these weekly radio broadcasts. I am employed full-time in another job, just like the Apostle Paul in the Bible was a tent maker for a living. My motive for expending considerable time and effort creating these weekly programs about the gospel of Jesus is because of my love and gratitude for Jesus, for what he did to save me. At one time, I was a sinner headed for hell because of my sin. I stood condemned for all eternity without the saving grace of Jesus. But I surrendered the will of my life to Jesus as a child, and by faith became born again by the Spirit of God through faith in the sacrifice for sin that Jesus' death on the cross made possible. I also share the gospel because I'm under orders to do so. All Christians are under the same order from Jesus. It is commonly called the Great Commission. And although Jesus spoke this command to his disciples 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, the order still stands in force for all Christian believers today. That order is found in Matthew 28:18-20. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Also, the Apostle Paul makes a good argument for why preachers proclaim the gospel message in Romans 10:13-14. "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" You may think the message of the gospel sounds weird or strange. Well, that's to be expected, actually. 1 Corinthians 1:18 states, "Preaching about the cross sounds foolish to those who are dying in sin, but it is the power of God to those of us who are being saved from the punishment of sin." Now I'm going to quote from a few passages in 2 Corinthians. This is a letter the Apostle Paul wrote to Christians in the first century, about AD 55. Paul was one of the first evangelists, or gospel tellers, ever, and certainly the one with the most impact in our world. As an evangelist, I agree with Paul's reasons and motives for spreading the faith, and so he speaks for me from Holy Scripture. Here is 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, since God in His mercy has given us this new way, we never give up. We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know this. If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. You see, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, "I believed in God, so I spoke." We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to Himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit, and as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body, made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies, we will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared us, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord, for we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please Him, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Because we understand our fearful responsibility to the Lord, we work hard to persuade others. God knows we are sincere, and I hope you know this too. Are we commending ourselves to you again? No, we are giving you a reason to be proud of us, so you can answer those who brag about having a spectacular ministry rather than having a sincere heart. If it seems we are crazy, it is to bring glory to God, and if we are in our right minds, it is for your benefit. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive His new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know Him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, "Come back to God." For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. And now, a portion of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, "At just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." Now, friends, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, USA. Again, that website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Isaiah 45:22. "I invite the whole world to turn to me and be saved. I alone am God. No others are real."